We keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and a huge trade happened in the NFL, and it is something I think all Bears fans are going to be talking about because it really puts a light on some philosophy that is the true economics in the NFL, and that is the huge trade that happened between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans as the Bills traded four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Steph Diggs to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. Exactly the trade is the Bills received a 2025 second-round pick. That's from the Minnesota Vikings that the Houston Texans got in exchange for Diggs as well. A 2024 sixth-round pick, the number 189 overall, and the 2025 fifth-round selection. The Texans acquired the pick from the Vikings when they traded their 2024 first-round pick to the Minnesota Vikings last month. So I wanted to jump on and talk to you Bears fans specifically, and I think all NFL fans in general that are really, for the first time, looking at how GMs and these owners view and how they value certain contracts and certain ways of building rosters. So here in Chicago, over the last few months, and I would say throughout the entire past season, there was a huge conversation about whether or not the Bears should invest in Justin Fields, whether or not Justin Fields is the quarterback of the future for the Bears, whether or not it should be if you ended up with the number one pick like they did, or in the top five via Carolina's pick, what you should do. Should you trade down for even more draft assets? Should you draft the quarterback? Well, current time, we saw how it all played out, and now Justin Fields is playing for Mike Tomlin and being the backup to Russell Wilson in the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL is crazy. And the Bears obviously got the number one pick via Carolina, have their own number nine pick in this year's draft as well. So two top 10 picks, the number one, the most important, and consensus seems to be Caleb Williams. All the discussion, this isn't a Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix conversation anymore. We all have our opinions of who you think they should get. Who do you want them to get? What do you think is going to happen? What trades are going to happen? I think regardless, we know the Chicago Bears are obviously drafting a quarterback. Whatever they select, I believe it's Caleb Williams at number one. But using whoever you think it's gonna be, this is what the NFL is now. Steph Diggs is only going to the Houston Texans because of two quarterback situations for two organizations that are completely different. The Buffalo Bills are paying Josh Allen, who is a good, great, whatever you want to say quarterback. Steph Diggs is an elite wide receiver. So you have to decide in your own mind, how much did Steph make Josh Allen and how much did Josh Allen make Steph Diggs? That's up to you. That's up to you to value that personally. But the NFL values quarterback play. They value the quarterback. We know that. So they pay Josh Allen. And when you pay a quarterback, it affects the rest of your team. All the different players that really impact you winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, the quarterback is the most important position in probably all of sports. But it doesn't change the fact that you need a team to win. So when you put yourself in that position, and if he's not him, if it's not Patrick Mahomes, who really might be the only guy who could do this, that can carry you to a Super Bowl when you just have just enough of a roster around them, it's hard to win a Super Bowl after you've paid your quarterback. It's hard to keep a great roster around your quarterback that can win Super Bowls after you've paid him. The Bears found themselves in that situation with Justin Fields. I think we all could agree we all love the kid, and we all love seeing him do some special things on the field. But economically speaking, the Bears were in a position where they had enough confidence in their defense. They just brought in this super stud in Montez Sweat, gave him money. They've now given Jalen Johnson money. They feel they're in that 4 or 5 year window. You have DJ Moore, one of the elite wide receivers in the entire NFL. Oh, and now you've traded for Keenan Allen, one of the other elite wide receivers in the NFL. You've brought in DeAndre Swift. You have invested in that offensive line. And now you have a decision to make with the number one overall pick. And there is a consensus guy at that position, at quarterback. And now you're facing paying Justin Fields, a guy this regime didn't draft, a fifth-year option, and then a brand-new contract. If you believed wholeheartedly that Justin Fields was that dude, like, let's say, Ryan Poles or Kevin Warren, then they could justify paying Justin Fields. But they didn't. Because in the NFL, in order to build a really good team, you need a quarterback under a rookie deal. And then that is the window to strike, and that is what's happening right now. And you look at the Houston Texans, who now have a trio of Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Steph Diggs with Joe Mixon and C.J. Stroud at quarterback, who is what? Under a rookie deal, who took his team to the playoffs last year. If Justin Fields had balled out and made it almost impossible, there would have been an argument. There were so many different things that happened this past season that some was on his shoulders, some out of his hands. But it shows the value of having a rookie quarterback that can do that, that can take your team to the playoffs. And let's not forget, we know this in town, but something the national media has been learning, or national fans, I should say more specifically, the Bears aren't at number one because of their record. The Bears are at number nine because they won seven games. So if the Bears believe that they're a team that minimum can win seven games, and you bring in a quarterback you believe who at number one can do something for you, yeah, economically speaking, is the most responsible thing to do. And if he is that guy, then it's going to cost you. That's the one thing that's inevitable, though. If you find your guy at quarterback, you're going to have to pay him at some point. And the Bears finally found their dude at QB. They better hope to try to win the Super Bowl within that rookie deal, to be contenders in that rookie deal, win divisions in that rookie deal. Otherwise, when they feel that they're going to be in contention in his prime after this rookie deal, it's going to cost them a heck of a lot of money at one position specifically. But Steph Diggs heading to the Buffalo Bills, something that the NFL, the world is shooken in the NFL, and it is going to be an interesting season in the AFC South. That team is going to be a darling heading into next year. But let us know your thoughts of this huge trade as Steph Diggs now heads to the Houston Texans. We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm Mike Mercado.